everybody, Bill Buckmaster, and the new music sounds good to me even after 2 days, so that's a good sign. Hope you like the new theme music of the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ray Allen. Ray producing and engineering the show today on the other side of the glass. We welcome you to the program on this Wednesday, June 1st, 2016, 5-year anniversary here on KVOI. The Buckmaster Show actually began a little bit earlier than that, but our permanent home has been over here at KVOI since June 1st. So my thanks to KVOI owners Doug and Mary Martin. Thank you, Doug and Mary, and the entire team here at Good News Communication for the support and encouragement that you have shown to us on Buckmaster. And as we try to present outstanding content, a rich content-rich product. How's that? Every day, coming to you from AM 1030 KVOI. We've got our podcast, the complete show archive, available 24/7 at buckmastershow.com. The live line number 790-2040. If you'd like to join us on the live line during our monthly showdown, that would be very, very nice. Love to have you on board with that. The Facebook page, two friends shy of 4,000. Let's see, we're almost at that 4,700 mark. So a couple more. There's room for more. So love to have you there. And you can also follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Time for our monthly showdown. Sean McCluskey, seated to the right of me. Tea Party and Republican Party activist, leftist David Morales, of course, would be seated to the left of me, creator of the Three Sonorans blog site. And we have a special guest in studio today. So let me go ahead and share this really quickly with all my Buckmaster Show Facebook friends, so you will be able to see who our special guest is in studio. And there it is, just popped up on the Buckmaster Facebook page. That is the infamous Tank.
Frank the Tank Sinatra.
Frank the Tank. I can't believe how big this dog is. This is a great day, a Great Dane puppy.
Yeah, he's almost 9 3/4 months old, so he'll be 10 months next week.
Hello, Tank.
And he's about, what, 4.5 feet long?
Yeah, 4.5, so he's going to get a little bigger.
A little bigger, a little taller.
And it's very scary for David Morales because David is very afraid of dogs.
Well, I'm afraid of him yelling with all the dog whistle code words going on today.
Today was filing day. David, you went down to the recorder's office.
Yeah,
any surprises down there?
There was a lot of people there today, and I saw at the top of the list Sean's good friend John Winchester.
Okay. Misfire.
And Richard Elias is going to have an opponent in the general, so that's interesting. A very smart student, Martin Bastidas. And I don't know the latest on the TUSD, all the candidates, but it's going to be a lively election year.
What's this about Winchester now? Are you going to challenge some of his signatures, Sean?
Well, Allie Miller turned in over 800 signatures about a week ago. So she's already going to be on the ballot. She needed 200 and something. Obviously, we'll go through and challenge John's signatures, take a look at them, make sure that they're all on the up and up, make sure they're all valid and good, and then make sure there's no duplicates on Allie Miller's as well. If she got the signature first, that would invalidate his. So,
is Allie worried about John?
Not at all. He's a nuisance. You've said it yourself. The man's a nuisance candidate. He is there to – basically, he's there to promote Allie. He's going to do nothing but make Allie stronger and better. If he does anything, he will make her more popular in the district because of what he's doing.
What do you think about that, David?
Well, it's not my district, but it's my hometown, Marana. That's where my parents still live. And so, I think it would be tough to defeat her, and that's just my honest opinion.
You know, the Arizona Republic was talking about the down ballot with Donald Trump. There had been a lot of worries that the Trump candidacy would hurt the down ballot Republican candidates in November. But looks like the Arizona GOP is starting to really rally around Trump.
The AZ GOP has been behind him from the state chairman, party chairman, Robert Graham. He was behind him all along. He said, you know, Donald won the state. We'll get behind him. Went into the state delegate, state convention for the delegates. It was a little hairy there. But, you know, Trump didn't win the delegates in the hardcore Republicans. But in the voters in the state, he did. So, you know, the Republicans have come around and said, we will support our candidate.
And the only way that, I think Trump is really picking up momentum, wouldn't you say, Sean?
I like what the press is doing, and I like what Trump's reaction is to it. Trump was not raised by a pity party family like we are today. We're raising our kids to be, oh, woo me. And he is a man who, if you want to challenge him, go ahead and don't be afraid to take the challenge, because he's not, and he'll tell you whether he's right or wrong, and he'll give you his honest opinion. He's not going to sit there and let you dictate the conversation. He's not going to let you dictate the questions. He doesn't care what you ask him. He'll answer them. Look at the flip side of that. You got Hillary Clinton, who ducks and dives and runs from the press and then gives a scripted response of, here, you can ask me these four questions and don't deviate from that, or I'll leave your set. I don't want that person as a president. I want somebody who's going to be stand up and literally be able to take anything that you throw at them, regurgitate it, and spit it back out at you, whether you like what he says or not. The man gives you an honest opinion every single time.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, what he gives back to us is a regurgitation. So, you know, for example, you ask him about his tax refunds and, you know, he has an excuse. He has an excuse, and then he ends up, you know, he can't release them. You know, the veterans thing, you know, he raised, you know, 4 months ago, he raised $6 million. And then it wasn't until he was called out by the Washington Post that he actually dispersed that money to the veterans.
You got to be careful where you tread there, because if you look at the groups that he's spreading that money to, he vets them before he gives it to them. And one of the groups, he made a mistake, and he admitted he made a mistake, and they didn't give the money to the veterans group. So that's why it's taking him a long time to distribute the money. You have to be careful of how you tread on that.
Well, it's a strange coincidence, because it was like somewhere.
What's Hillary done for the vets? What's Bernie done for the vets? Where's Hillary's tax returns? Who cares about his tax returns? Can the man make dollar? Can he fix the country? That's what I want to know. Can Hillary? No. Bernie? No. Look at Venezuela. Bernie will burn us to the ground. Burn.
What I know about Donald Trump is he's a draft dodger, and he was too afraid to go to the war when it was his time to go. And as for Bernie Sanders, I mean, even Marco Rubio praised him. I don't know if it was Marco or Ted, but it was Marco that praised him because of his work on the Veterans Subcommittee and in the U.S. Senate. So, I mean, you can't just say nonsense. I mean, you're acting like Trump now, where you just say stuff and hope it sticks. But, you know, I don't think. You know, the stuff with I think, you know, Trump is under investigation, too, with the Trump University, all his scandals. And what's he afraid of? Why doesn't he release his tax forms?
He's not afraid of anything. That's what I just said.
And then, in fact, he's actually been on the record a lot of times. They've caught him with the camera, with the microphone on of like on Morning Joe and stuff, where he'll say, don't ask me these tough questions. Don't ask. I hope you don't go there. I mean, he has this image on the top, but I mean, he's not. He's afraid to answer questions. In fact, he even just tells people, I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to move on.
Look at the dollars spent in the campaigns. You have Trump at $92 million, $15 million raised. The rest is out of his pocket. Hillary is at something like $292 from donors. Bernie's at like $280. Who's beholden to who? Is Trump beholden to any of his donors? Or is Trump going to do what's best for the country?
Trump is going to do what's best for Trump. And that's the scary thing. You know, at the end of the day, he doesn't really care about, I mean, like I said, the veterans groups. I mean, what took him so long to release this info? You know, I mean, what took him that long to release the money?
You know, the money's still not released.
Yeah.
They're still going through the vetting process to make sure that the organizations are right. They're not giving to top-heavy organizations like Wounded Warrior. They're giving to organizations that actually go out and help the veterans. So they go and they vet each individual organization, and they're spreading the money around through the country. You have to really do your homework on this one.
No, I'm just saying that it's interesting that he didn't release any money until he'd get caught on it by the Washington Post. And then finally, all of a sudden, oh, he's donating this money. That's the thing about Trump is he says a lot of stuff, but when you catch him on it, when you ask him on it, like, for example, you said he tells you what he thinks. What's his stance on abortion? Is he pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-life.
He gives donations to Planned Parenthood.
Because Planned Parenthood.
Well, see what I mean?
Planned Parenthood does more than just abortions. And that's why he gives the Planned Parenthood. I mean, you have to look at both sides.
Yeah, I'm just saying you have to. He's on both sides. That's the problem.
What about your guy, Bernie? He's you were a huge Bernie supporter.
Mm-hmm. I saw him.
My question is, what happens to the Bernie supporters? You know, a lot of them are younger people who have never been involved in any kind of political action. Now they're really, you know, they're disappointed because Bernie isn't going to be the Republican nominee. Will they stay home? Will they not vote?
No, I think for myself, I'm going to vote Green, Jill Stein, if Bernie doesn't make it. And I think what the Democrats are not noticing here is that all these Democrats that are voting for Bernie are not necessarily Democrats that would have voted for Hillary anyways. They're progressives that came out and said, you know what, I'm going to get involved for once. So if they think that it's going to automatically go toward Hillary, I think they're mistaken. And in fact, even if Hillary wins, and she probably will, it's like it's very close. It's almost half and half, right? Even if it's, you know, 55-45, that's 45% of the nation of your party that really doesn't like you. And so you may win, but, you know, you have to be very careful to win these other people over. And frankly, she can't win me over.
What was Bernie's appeal to young people? Free stuff?
Free stuff, free education. It gives them they always want something free. And I was in Chicago this past weekend, and I was talking to a millennial, and he made a quick joke about first world problems. And I asked him, so you're 25 years old, you're going to vote for Bernie? And his response was shocking, because he said, absolutely not. I work too hard for money. I don't want to give it away. And Bernie just wants to take it. This is coming from a 24-year-old kid. I was like, oh my God, somebody actually gets it. If you look at the popularity of Bernie Sanders, it's the idea of getting something for free. The millennials, they want everything for free. The old folks, they want everything for free. If you look at the resonation between everybody else in the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton, she will get the people that she has currently. She will not attract any new voters. She will not get any of the Bernie people. If the Bernie people do anything, they'll do like David. They'll either do an irrelevant vote and vote third party.
Throw the vote away.
Like we did with Romney last time. We had Gary Johnson in there, and 10% of the votes went to him. And you can go back to CD2. We had Martha McSally lose, or Jesse Kelly lose, because of a Libertarian candidate. It'll be the same thing. You'll throw that Green Party vote to the Green Party candidate. It won't help or hurt anybody. It'll help Trump, and Trump will win this.
790-2040. We'll be right back. It is the Showdown, Sean McCluskey and David Morales, on the 5-year edition anniversary show of the Buckmaster Show on KVOI. Be right back. The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
This message is for the HVAC service experts out there. If you are a technician who believes in offering great service and a job well done with 100% satisfaction guarantee, can pass a background check and drug screen, has at least 3 years experience, displays exceptional troubleshooting skills, have a great work ethic, wants to provide your family with a great income opportunity, enjoys working with an ethical company that has an excellent consumer satisfaction rating, then we have the opportunity for you. Offering a $2,500 signing bonus with year-round work, offering the industry's highest outstanding products and services, a lead position and possible management advancement for top candidates, immediate opening for the right applicant. Must contact us at 520-389-6969 or fax resume to 520-207-6043. That's Happy Cooling and Heating. I'm JD. Have a great day.
This is Bill Buckmaster with some exciting news. You could win a $1,000 or a $500 travel voucher to one of 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson International Airport in the Travel Smart with TUS contest. Register for free through Tucson International Airport's Facebook or Twitter pages, or go to the website TravelSmartTUS.com. Good luck. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Thursday for a newsmaker interview with Dr. H.T. Sanchez. Dr. Sanchez is superintendent of the Tucson Unified School District. Also, attorney Don Luce, the Buckmaster Show legal contributor, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. And we've got live streaming, all of our podcasts and show archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our monthly showdown. David Morales to the left of me, Sean McCluskey to the right of me. Can Donald Trump attract minorities?
Absolutely.
He can.
The opportunity that he gives them to put people to work. Hmm. He'll attract everybody.
Wow.
If you want to go back to work and you want a job, he's the only person that'll make the economy tick. The other two candidates that are currently, well, the three, I guess you count Gary Johnson. The other two, if you look at Bernie, no economic stimulus plan, no plan to put jobs back in place. Hillary Clinton she needs to go to jail. Other than that, she has no plan except for being indicted.
Let me challenge you really quick. Be specific. What's Trump going to do? What's his plan?
Let's see. His trade agreement, he'll change that. He'll change.
I know, but what does that mean?
What does that mean for Americans?
No, what does it mean he'll change it? How is he going to create jobs?
Okay, why did Trump get in the race? Because of the Iran deal and because of the trade agreement with China. Both of those things he did not care for. He thought they were bad for America, bad for American business. He is going to change things that'll be better for American business. If you create an opportunity for American business to be better than they are currently, get rid of the EPA regulations, get rid of the government oversight and those sort of things, it will put more people back to work.
So he has his own companies in China. I mean, why doesn't he put people to work?
He has 500 and some odd companies throughout the entire world.
Yeah, so I mean, why doesn't he stay American and have his companies here, his clothes made. His hat that says Make America Great Again is made in Mexico, I think, or China.
Because he can't produce it in America at the same rate. And get, well, you could.
He has billions of dollars. Why doesn't he just give his people more money?
Because how do you get billions of dollars? You don't spend it wastefully and you don't pay three times into as much in America for the same product that you could have produced.
Okay, you tell me. How do you get $1 billion? When are you going to become a billionaire?
I'll never become a billionaire.
Why is Donald Trump a billionaire? Because he works harder than you? Is he that much of a harder worker than you are?
No, because his dad gave him $10 million to start, and he kept capitalizing on it.
The system is not fair. You admit that.
No, the system's absolutely fair. So you get what you work for. And I started he doesn't out get what he nothing, works for.
His kids don't get what they
a
work
heck of
for.
A lot more than I've ever had before. His kids were given a hand up, and they've doubled what they were given.
But that wealth is going to always stay at the top. Would you agree?
A majority of it, yes.
Okay, that is the problem. That's what Bernie's trying to get at. He's not trying to tax all of us. If you're a billionaire, okay, you might get taxed more. He's not going to tax you if you're the majority of people, even under Obama, no one has gotten a tax increase.
Bernie is going to enable folks. He is going to put more folks on welfare. And if you put more folks on welfare, what do?
Do you know?
You have takers and you have givers. And if
you know the top 400 richest people in this country own more than 50% of the wealth in the nation, 400 people. Mm-hmm. That's not good. That's money that's stagnating. That's money that could go to roads, building bridges, to schools, to all this stuff. But instead, we have to keep up this ideal of you can get as rich as you want. But that money can be used to help people.
But what are you going to do? How are you going to take that money from those people and redistribute?
You have inheritance
that's
taxes.
It.
You have
take it. You're going to take it.
How are you going to redistribute it?
You're going to give it to the poor who do nothing except breed. And if you give it to people who do nothing except breed, they're a leech on the system. Why don't we put a cap on how many kids you can have and be on welfare? That's an honest question. Why can you have 9 kids and be on welfare? If you look at a gentleman who is on welfare and has 9 children and dies at age 30, he then those kids receive his Social Security benefits until they are of 18. So what does that cost you? Now, and then they're going to be unemployed, and they're not going to do anything, and they're going to create more offspring.
Okay, now
what are you doing? You're creating a perpetual system does what?
Now,
create more need and more desire for the system.
Now, this is what the Republicans do. The Republicans say, okay, well, guess what? We're not going to provide Planned Parenthood. We're not going to provide contraception. We're not going to provide family planning to you guys. And you know what? If you get pregnant and you're poor, you can't have abortions. Women cannot do it with their own bodies. You guys force these families to have the 9 kids that you're talking about. You force them into that system where they don't have
nobody
access
forced them to have sex. They had sex because they were bored.
Sex
it's cheap to have sex. Let's be honest. You got a TV and you got sex. What other kind of entertainment do you have when you have nothing?
Well, that's your kind of sex, I guess. But humanity, being a human.
If when you have no money, you have no entertainment life, what do you have?
I can't even believe we're talking about this. But no. Sexuality is a big part of humanity, and people will have sex. People will, and if you don't give them family planning, like in third world countries, yeah. They're
getting
back to
your whole thing about the 400 families that have all this wealth. What could Bernie do if Bernie were the president? He can't just say, "Well, I'm going to
see Venezuela."
You know, You know what? Bill Gates said he's the richest man in the world.
Right.
He said that he does not believe that his kids deserve to inherit all his money.
Now, that is true. He's pretty much not going to be giving the kids anything.
Okay, so what happens is when people die off, when they die, all their money gets redistributed into the system. And then you have a lot more money for everyone. And just with 400 people, you can alleviate the pain and suffering of hundreds of millions of Americans with just those 400 people. Without
so
even
you're saying
them.
Get rid of the inheritance tax.
But why not? Why not make corporate taxes all the same? Why are there so many corporate incentives? If you take away those, you do the same thing. I'd rather have corporate America suffer than individual families, because the individual's families will then go out and hire more people,
and they will build more businesses.
Okay, they will.
Okay, the Walmart family.
Trump has 500 companies. How many people does he employ?
Okay.
He employs almost 8,000 people.
Now, how much money does he have just standing there stagnant in his account? He could
not
hire
a lot.
Millions and millions.
It's all
of
leveraged.
Okay.
There's a reason why you're not seeing his tax
Walton,
returns, because he's going to show that he makes nothing, because everything is leveraged in his real estate dealings.
Everything's been reinvested.
Exactly. He makes his money and he puts it back in. So on paper, he's going to look like he's poor.
All right,
Not necessarily poor.
Look at the
He'll be poor for a million.
It will look on the IRS returns would not be pretty.
No, they would not show that he is a $100 billion individual.
Well, if you look at the Walton family, which is over $100 billion, they own the Walmart family.
Correct.
That money is stagnant, okay? And what you can either pay your employees more, which they don't, or you can hire more. You know, the government can do something. This has have a massive public
the
works
government
project.
Should not be doing anything.
They should
be getting out of the way.
No, if they don't, this is what happens. You have laissez-faire capitalism where you're gonna have the dark ages again, where you have serfs and rich people.
Look at Steve Wynn. Steve Wynn, who's a well-known Democrat, Vegas investor, has come out numerous years in a row and said, "I will not invest in this country until Obama is gone because of the regulations that he puts on that stifle his business."
So that means he's anti-American, right?
No, that means he's anti-Obama, and he's a
Democrat. So he's not invested in America because of Obama? So America suffers because of
who's first? Let's go to Eric on the live line, 790-2040. Hey, Eric, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. The one guest you have on there that said that people shouldn't be allowed to inherit from
yes.
their parents'
yes.
wealth,
yes.
and it should be given to the government.
That's not what I said.
No.
The inheritance tax
well,
is different.
It only affects rich people.
It doesn't affect the most of us.
It only affects rich people.
Over $14 million, I think, it affects.
So they shouldn't be allowed to inherit, their kids shouldn't be allowed to inherit from their rich parents?
They get to inherit, but there's a tax on it. A huge tax.
Well, there already is a tax. But why don't we take some? Why do we have to take money from Americans who earned it, and why not cut the things that the government does with waste and so forth, like the mating habits of the tsetse fly?
How about the
and
defense?
Take that money instead of using it for stupid stuff like that. And also, how about cutting off the money aid to foreign governments first before we take it from Americans who actually gave the money to the government to then distribute it to these foreign countries? Why don't we cut them off first before we start hitting up the American public for more money?
All right, thank you, Eric. Here's Matthew. Go ahead, Matthew. Hey, Matthew.
Both guests are wrong.
They're wrong.
You know, Bernie is wrong because he is suggesting doing away with the inheritance tax or other things. It's too simplistic. It's a complicated economy. Of course, Donald Trump, you know, most Republicans don't agree with Donald Trump on trade, his comments on trade, his comments on many things would be disastrous for the economy, including monetary policy. So the problem is we have rhetoric from both parties, not parties, but from two individuals here, and they need to, again, both pull back and find the center. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Carl, we can work one more call in. Go ahead, Carl. Hey, Carl.
I've got a comment about the stagnant money that the rich people have.
Yes.
That money is not stashed into their underneath their mattress. It's in banks, it's in stocks, it's in investments. The money is out there actually being churned around. People are buying, you know, the investment companies are buying bonds with it. It's the governments are it's being loaned out to people to use for loans from the banks in order to build
and
their
yachts and mansions.
Exactly. You know, so to say that the money is stagnant, I think is really misleading.
Okay, thank you, Carl. All right, guys, got to go. Thank you very much for the showdown and good conversation.
Appreciate you having us.
Thank you very much. Sean McCluskey and David Morales with our monthly showdown. Next, all your nutrition needs will be answered by the nutrition reporter, Jack Chalom. Jack is next on the five-year edition of the Buckmaster Show on KVOI. Be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
This message is for the HVAC service experts out there. If you are a technician who believes in offering great service and a job well done with 100% satisfaction guarantee, can pass a background check and drug screen, has at least 3 years experience, displays exceptional troubleshooting skills, have a great work ethic, wants to provide your family with a great income opportunity, enjoys working with an ethical company that has an excellent consumer satisfaction rating, then we have the opportunity for you. Offering a $2,500 signing bonus with year-round work, offering the industry's highest outstanding products and services, a lead position and possible management advancement for top candidates, immediate opening for the right applicant, must contact us at 520-389-6969 or fax resume to 520-207-6043. That's Happy Cooling and Heating. I'm JD. Have a great day.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Amal Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. We bring you national stories ignored by the mainstream media. Sources include the Washington Times News Service, Personal Liberty Digest, the National Center for Policy Analysis, the Washington Free Beacon, and the Heartland Institute. It is national news coverage from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at SOAZNewsX.com.
Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Ray, does it feel kind of like two? Aha! Thank you, Ray Allen. That's why we pay Ray Allen the big bucks right here, because my mic sort of disconnected. Anyway, I was just saying, Ray, that it feels kind of like a Tuesday. Yeah, but it's Wednesday. It's the hump day edition and the five-year edition of the Buckmaster Show. Always my pleasure to welcome one of our two dozen or so contributors, people who believe in our work here on the Buckmaster Show and have been with Jack as Jack Chalom, our personal nutrition coach, one of America's most trusted health writers, has been with the Buckmaster Show since day one. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. You know, we've both got a little bit of catch-up to do here.
Yes.
And first, you know, congratulations on the five-year anniversary. And also being inducted into the Nevada Broadcasting Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I was really getting ready to leave for the European trip and heard that news. And it was nice. It was really a wonderful thing to be that they remembered the work I did back in the days before Las Vegas was the family-friendly town it is. That was an exciting time to be in Las Vegas in the 1970s. I always tell people, if you want to know what it was like living in Las Vegas in the 70s, look at the movie Casino with Robert De Niro. That pretty much parallels my time in Las Vegas, and that was there was always something going on. Very exciting.
You know, there were a couple of guys outside in dark suits with baseball bats. And, just kidding.
I mean, it's the time I was thrown out of Frank Sinatra's dressing room. I was trying to get a comment from Mr. Sinatra, and the boys did literally carry me out of Sinatra's dressing room. I think it was at Caesar's Palace. But that was the kind of things that went on. It was really a fun time. And before I forget, Jack, I do want to mention one of our fine sponsors, Green Things. You garden, you love to garden.
Oh, yeah, it's a great place.
It is a great place. Over on River, just west of the intersection of Dodge and River, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park, 3384 East River Road, greenthingsaz.com. All of the roses, and I've probably got more than two dozen rose plants from Green Things, do very well there. And, Jack, the reason they do so well, these are not imported like to Green Things. They grow them, raise them, so they're hometown roses. So when you bring them home, they do well.
Yeah, and it's just a great family-run local
business. It is.
Business.
Jack and Jan over there really care so much about it. They're on the premises, you know, every day. So owner-operated there, that makes a big difference.
It really does, Bill.
Jack Chalom edits and publishes the Independent newsletter that reports on vitamins, minerals, and food therapies. Always contains a wealth of good nutritional-related material. I actually haven't seen you since your trip. You were in London speaking.
Yeah, I gave two presentations on nutrition in London. This was, kind of like toward the end of April. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I flew to Amsterdam to take some vacation time in Holland and Belgium.
I love it when you posted your pictures of where you were dining that particular evening and what you were eating. And of course, because of the time difference, the 9, 8, and 9 hour difference, I'd be looking at your Facebook page here while the show was on, and you're at dinner, and I'm hungry. It's like lunchtime here, and you've got this fabulous food. Like I'm thinking of some of the pictures where you were up in Bruges in Belgium, yeah, and some of those places you found really looked very enticing.
Oh, yeah, just some really innovative food concepts. And one of the highlight meals was actually in Amsterdam at a Turkish restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it was basically lamb over baba ganoush.
Oh, that was the one. Yeah, that looked so good. You know, that speaking of food, that the lead story in the Nutrition Reporter, your news letter, is about organic food. And a lot of us do wonder, is it worth the investment? Because it can, I will say the price point seems, parity is getting a little closer with organic foods, but they still can be pricier. And that is the ultimate question then, is it worth the investment?
Yeah, organics are a little more expensive. I often tell people, buy as much organic food as you can afford. Shop the sales, and here in Tucson, stores like Natural Grocers and Sprouts are always running sales on organic foods. Anyway, the studies you were alluding to, these came out of England, and what the researchers did, they looked at two different groups of studies, and the first group was a reanalysis of almost 200 studies that compared organic and conventional milk. Bottom line, the organic milk was something like 50% higher in the omega-3 fats, which we know are the good fats.
The good stuff.
Yeah, they're good for the heart. They're good for the brain. They help ease aches and pains. And then they did a similar analysis of 6 studies that compared organic and conventional meats. Mm-hmm. And the meats included beef and lamb and pork. And once again, the omega-3s were way higher than in the organic compared with the conventional meats.
47% higher with the omega-3s in the meat. And that's huge because you do want those omega-3s in your diet, whether through supplement or through buying organic food.
Yeah, exactly. And the same group of researchers did an analysis back in 2014 of antioxidants in fruits and veggies. And they came to a similar conclusion that the organics had about 50% more antioxidants, primarily of a class called flavonoids. The explanation is that, the flavonoids are one of the pigments that color fruits and veggies, and plants really ramp up production of these antioxidants when they're under stress from bad weather, from insects. And when you apply pesticides, you basically take the stress away so the plants produce fewer of these antioxidants. It's all very interesting from, when you start connecting the dots scientifically.
790-2040, 790-2040. Jack Chalom is here. He would be happy to answer any of your nutrition questions. So these plants are produced that are raised organically are producing generally higher levels of these flavonoids as a defense against the Well, the stress that and the from insects and
from
other
insects and bad weather.
Bad weather, yeah. So have the prices leveled off pretty much?
They've gotten better, and organics are still more expensive. So
just roughly kind of percentage
it'll vary depending on the specific product.
Is 5% kind of a ballpark?
I'd probably say it's a little bit higher than that. And again, my recommendation is buy what you can afford. If you go online and Google kind of like the 10 worst foods in terms of pesticides, you'll find really the ones you should always buy organic. And I think apples and cherries are kind of like at the top of that list.
And I've also heard things with kind of a thin skin, a vegetable or fruit with a thin skin, that can make a big difference too, because they would the non-organics would absorb perhaps more pesticides.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go to the live line. Ingrid has called us at 790-2040. Ingrid, how are you?
Well, hi. Fine, thank you. How's everybody?
Doing well.
Can you tell by the intensity of the color of a plant what the flavonoid quantity is in there? Is there a difference? Does the color intensity reflect the what's actually going on?
Unfortunately, it doesn't, and so much conventional produce now has been cultivated for intense color because it sells better. You know, just the way blemish-free fruits and veggies sell better. So it's not really a good guide. Again, unfortunately, as I said, and I think you just have to look at the tags on the fruits and veggies. They say organic, and there's usually a number code, and if that number code begins with a 9, that's a sign that it's organic.
I'm going to take this call, and then we'll take the break. David, about organics and prices. Go ahead, David.
Yes, I have observed in the organic industry that the problem, and when you're researching like how to become an organically certified farm or something, someone's always telling you, do you want to get 2 to 3 times more for the same produce? So there's really it really shouldn't be that expensive, but it is, and until we get more knowledge and everything, it's still going to be that way. But we absolutely can break that by home gardening. Tucson is one of the greatest places in the world to grow food. We have real 4 seasons to grow food. Mm-hmm. We should all have a garden planted right now. What you should be saying is you should be growing the food that you can't buy in the stores, or the food that is extremely expensive to grow buy in the stores. Like herbs are extremely expensive. They're easy to grow. Basil is incredibly easy to grow in the summertime here. And there's 2,500 kinds of watermelon. There's yellow, orange, pink, red, and you never get to experience those flavonoids. You never get to experience those things because we only are sold a couple kinds of watermelon.
Yep.
And you're only sold Roma tomatoes. You're only sold beefsteak tomatoes. There's like couple hundred kinds of tomatoes. There's 500 kinds of peppers. You should always eat more peppers. They're full of vitamin C and have more nutrition than tomatoes.
Thank you, David, for bringing that up. Very good point.
You know, there's another factor, and I certainly agree 100% about home gardening. Until very recently, most organics were really a small farm issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just didn't have the mass productions facilities of conventional produce. Now, Costco has gotten into organics in a big way, and they're actually supporting much bigger organic production.
Farming
and
production, yeah.
If you walk into any of the Tucson Costcos these days, they're carrying a lot of organic foods, and they are a major player nationally.
All right, Jack Challen, we'll stick around for another segment. That means we can take your calls after the break, 790-2040. Our discussion has been about organics. Give us a call. Do you like them? Perhaps you just don't want to go with organic. Let us hear from you. We'll be right back. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across Pima County. More than 730 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. Thanks to our partners in the public for collaboration, participation, and support of the RTA plan. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to our communities, the RTA truly is making a difference. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm a passionate traveler visiting more than 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With five airlines flying to 18 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Your Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona is setting the standard for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. Being accredited with BBB means that your business holds the same high standards and consumers can count on you to keep your word. Hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans use our website every month. Make sure they find your business. Call us today to discuss the many benefits of BBB accreditation at 888-6161 or go to our website at bbb.org/Tucson.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. 5 years today here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And almost as long, one of our longtime sponsors, and we are so proud to have Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Thank you to our friends over in that lovely corner of the southwestern portion of the state of New Mexico. And one of the really the fine areas of the beautiful southwestern United States. Great places to stay like Pinos Altos Cabins and Little Toad Creek Inn, to name a few. There are several dozen find places that are listed on the website, southwestnewmexico.org. Silver City, if you've not been over there, it's only 3 hours east of Tucson. I know my guest Jack Challum has been over there because we've talked about the fact that he's shot a lot of his photography was in New Mexico, including an award-winning piece in the nearby White Sands National Park.
That's right. Thank you, Bill. Mm-hmm. The 2014 Nikon calendar had one of my images.
Let's see if I can remember it. October?
September.
Okay. Anyway, so Jack, I know you love New Mexico.
I used to live in Santa Fe and Albuquerque, I've traipsed all over the state.
Yeah, so we've been talking, Jack Challum with us, the nutrition reporter, we're talking about organics, and we were talking about the fact that some of the organics in the meats were rich in omega-3s, and in your current edition of the Nutrition Reporter, you talked about omega-3s are very helpful in easing inflammation. You wrote a book a few years ago just about this whole inflammation syndrome.
Yeah, and that was the title of the book, and what I try to do is connect the dots because there are similar undercurrents in every inflammatory disease. And those diseases really range from allergies to arthritis to even heart disease. And, you know, the doctors who are really keeping up on the research these days see heart disease as an inflammatory process. And cholesterol is just kind of like, you know, it gets into the act later in the process. But, you know, the latest study on this compared two natural substances. One was the omega-3s and the other was alpha-lipoic acid, which is a natural occurring antioxidant. And they tested them on a group of 73 women, ranging from young to middle age over 10 weeks. And both alpha-lipoic acid and the omega-3s had anti-inflammatory effects, but they worked in slightly different ways. And the alpha-lipoic acid, which, you know, I should point out, you can buy it at any of the natural food stores in town.
Is there an abbreviation for that?
EPA, DHA.
Oh, EPA. Okay.
Yeah.
And so it's often combined with omega-3.
Yeah, yeah. The two components of the omega-3s are EPA and DHA.
Right. So you want both of those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I wouldn't even try to pronounce them on the air. So we always use the acronyms. Anyway, the alpha-lipoic acid reduced various markers of inflammation like C-reactive protein, which a lot of doctors test for. Mm-hmm. And so if you're dealing with inflammation, your C-reactive protein will be elevated. EPA worked in a different way, and it decreased the activity of two genes that promote inflammation. And now, if the researchers had looked in a different direction, EPA is really the building block of a whole suite of anti-inflammatory hormone-like compounds the body makes. So if you're eating your salmon or other types of cold water fish or taking fish oil capsules, you're making all of these great anti-inflammatory compounds.
Aspirin is used to treat inflammation, isn't it?
It is. And the way it works is it interacts with the production of these anti-inflammatory compounds. Mm. That was discovered a few years ago. These compounds are called prostaglandins. Okay. And some of them promote inflammation. Others put the brakes on inflammation.
So a lot of people do take a baby aspirin every day to reduce the inflammation?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why it's of benefit in reducing the risk of heart disease.
All right. Jack Challum, he produces the Nutrition Reporter. It comes out monthly. And where can people find out more about your work?
Right on my website, nutritionreporter.com.
What about your photography?
jackchallum.com/photography, or just look for my photography page on Facebook.
You know, There are a lot of people still shooting film. They like the look of film. What's your opinion on that in 10 seconds?
There are a few people, but I think things have swung mm-hmm. pretty much to the digital world. And I was one of these people who was kind of hard to convince.
You were a last holdout.
Yeah, and I was using for a while both film and digital. And now I'm completely digital.
Digital all the way from Mr.
Yeah, the technology has matured.
All right, Jack, thanks. Great to see you.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Ray Allen will be also on the other side of the glass for that show. And we try to keep him there. No, we don't try to keep him on the other side of the glass. He's been on this side of the glass while I was away, and I appreciate it very much. Wake up Tucson tomorrow, 6 to 8, the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone from 8 to 9, and then me, Bill Buckmaster, back with our Thursday edition, and H.T. Sanchez, TUSD Superintendent, will be my guest. Have a great afternoon and evening.